Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Hey, I turned on the right mic this time.
You did. That's really exciting.
And you know what else is more exciting than turning on the right mic is when you have a studio packed so full of people that I think the temperature is raising in here.
It's really warm in here, for sure. This is the most people I've seen in the studio, maybe ever.
Don't tell the fire marshal.
Oh.
Oops. I'm just kidding. No, we're within our legal limit here.
I didn't say how many.
And not just any people, awesome people. Students from Lutheran High School North, Lutheran High School South, and Lutheran High School of St. Charles County in studio today. They're participating in the LCEF High School Students, Lutheran High School Entrepreneurial Competition, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Everybody's yes, nodding. Excellent. Well, so glad to have you guys in studio. Welcome to the Coffee Hour. You're big fans. You listen all the time, right?
Of course.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
You're in class at 9 o'clock, so maybe you subscribe to the podcast. Did you know you can listen to our programs on podcasts?
You do
I
now.
Did not. I do now, yeah.
Now you do. So now you can be big fans of the Coffee Hour on KFUO. Let's talk about, let's introduce a few people. We have some folks at the mic already. Let's start over here. Who do we have at the mic here?
You have the mic, Dominic Camerata from Lutheran High School North, and to the left of me right now is...
Jack Crone from Lutheran North also.
Hey, Jack. And Jack is... Jack's been on KFUO before, right?
Yes, I was here, I think it was 2 years ago after a singing performance here at the...
Oh, Lutheran Schools Week. Yeah. Excellent. Well, welcome back. Well, let's talk about why you got involved in this competition, whether it was willingly or someone pushed you to do it. Dominic, right?
Yeah. So... my mother was narrowed out by my business teacher, Mr. Endorf, and he was like, you know, I would like to have Dominic on the business team. I got two seniors that can't decide a business plan for the life of them, so let's have a freshman, obviously, come in and divide everything up and choose a good idea.
Yeah.
So.
And so what did this project entail?
Well, at the beginning, it was mainly Jack and Corey going around with their, like, chickens with their heads cut off, trying to figure out something. And so we went between ideas. We originally thought about something, an internship, a sports camp.
That's his idea. Sports camp, yeah.
Redoing schools. And then we finally came upon, like, hey, you know, agriculture would be a pretty cool idea. New, unique. So,
were you presented with a challenge for this project?
Yes.
What was the challenge that you were presented with? What was your task?
Well, I was mainly the tech guy. yeah.
What's the overall goal of the competition?
So the overall goal is we had to design a business that would be able to employ high school students over a summer. It would also find a way to give back to the community. So as Dominic said, ours was a farm, and we'd want to go to churches and give back to the community that way and host farmers markets there. But this is hosted through the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And so they're looking for ways to reach out to the community.
So what inspired you to go down an agricultural path?
Funny story. We were... Corey and I, we do theater at Lutheran North. And we did Little Shop of Horrors. And we were... It was getting towards the end of it, and we were running through a scene, and we had been working on the ideas the entire day, and he said, I forget what the line he said was, but I looked at him and said, Corey, that's the idea right there. I think it was something like, sell flowers across the nation. I said, Corey.
Flowers that eat people?
Yes, flowers that eat people across
that's
the nation.
That's a great idea, guys. Great idea.
He said they were the musical they were doing.
So I looked at him. Our directors got annoyed with us, but I looked at him, and that's kind of where it went from there. And so that's how we got to where we are today.
So what's your process been through this competition?
We probably go up to our advisor's room about half an hour at the end of, or every other day, to work out planning, work on our business booklet that we had to send in, and then eventually we started working on the presentation that we presented today.
And we have, what, another group to present? yet today? Who has not presented yet?
South.
South is waiting to present. Boy. Now, by the time this broadcast, you will have presented. So the story changes. What's at stake here? What's this all about?
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
No, I think there's a monetary reward for the winners. We got money for just participating, and the winner gets more money, obviously.
For your school.
For the school.
Excellent. Just to clarify, what have you learned in this competition so far?
I learned that I'm glad that the two seniors that I have are helpful and productive and not just coming to the classroom for 30 minutes to mess around. I'm glad I was there to help them and direct them. And what I learned is, even though you're sort of chosen for a role, you might not always be the best at it, and you just have to persevere through it and make sure you're doing what's right.
And you were the self-professed tech guy. What were your responsibilities as tech guy on your team?
Presentation. Well, we also typed up the business plan. I wasn't more of a tech guy, more of the leadership.
Calm us all down guy.
Yeah, calm us all down guy.
How about you?
Corey and I kind of, obviously we kind of finalized the ideas. We put together what we finally wanted in the idea. We structured out the presentation. We really just decided what would go into it, what would get left out.
So we've talked with guys from Lutheran High School North. Let's talk to some folks from South or St. Charles.
Let's change it around a little bit.
Who wants to step up?
You're all up. You're gonna get your
nobody else.
Your kickstarting.
Investors on the line. Here we go.
Who do we have here?
Okay.
Who do we have over here? We have Luke.
Yes.
Luke. Hey, Luke. What school are you from?
I'm from Lutheran High School, St. Charles.
Excellent. So how did you get involved in this project?
Well, there was actually four of us at the start. We all had, our teacher contacted us and said, you know, I think this would be a good competition for you guys to participate in. So we kind of went from there. Unfortunately, we went through like 3 weeks of it and no one really did anything. We didn't have any involvement. We didn't do any meeting. And it was like a week before the business plan was due. So I just took it on myself, and I said, I'm just going to do it. I'll start my own company. I'll do the whole thing. I'll do the presentation. I'll do the business plan, and just kind of went through it on myself. So kind of took my own approach to it.
All right. Who do we have over here?
My name is Leo, and I'm from Lutheran High School South.
Awesome.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
How did you get involved with the competition?
Well, so my business teacher, Mr. Hediger, he introduced the competition. And like, look, nobody care about the competition. I'm the only one does. And then I tried to convince Connor into the competition, but he a little bit rough. And it take me like a lot of time to get him in. And then I also have Claire and Caitlin into the competition. And we start to work on that, a few times a week. And we start to develop the presentation.
Awesome. So what is your business plan?
It is called Internop. It's a company specializing in partnering with local companies to offer internships to local high school and college students, prepare them for careers, and give them a sense of what career they'd like to go through down the path into college and beyond.
Well, what did you decide on for your business?
Well, a little spoiler alert.
Oh, that's right. You haven't presented yet.
Yeah, so
but everyone else has presented, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's safe.
Okay. So on my business plan, we decided to open a coffee, because the coffee market is now very blooming. And in order to do that, we must have something innovative. And I saw the bad coffee shop in my country, but I never saw it in here. So I started to develop that idea to my teammate. And the idea is that to give the customer the best experience, product, and service. My coffee shop is just not just simple as selling coffee. We provide a public place where people can feel compassion with the bad, because we also have bad at our coffee shop. So that life is full of stress and depression and frustration. Our coffee shop is the only solution. They're gonna solve that. And if this business plan gonna be success, it would revolutionize the concept of a new coffee shop. So, yes.
And if you need someone to sample your coffee for you, You have your coffee hour crew ready to sample coffee for you.
Absolutely.
I love coffee.
Leah, why, you mentioned earlier that not everyone was ready to jump on board. Well, both of you mentioned not everyone was ready to jump on board with a project like this. Why do you think it seemed daunting? We only have about a minute left. Why do you think it seems so daunting? Why do you think people, your fellow students, weren't eager to get on board and do a project like this? Is it because they have so many things going on as high school students right now, and so taking on an additional project might be challenging?
I think the only reason that not a lot of students interested in the competition because they have too much stuff in the school already, and in order to get into the competition, you must sacrifice yourself a lot, your time, your studying, and a lot of stuff. I mean, so that's why I think a lot of students is kind of hesitate to do that. But my teammate was kind of take risk person. We just doesn't care. We're gonna take a risk. Put ourselves in, put into effort, and we're gonna get it.
Luke, about 30 seconds left. Why do you think it wasn't a first priority at first, but now it sounds like it has been for your team?
Yeah, for sure. So like he said, you know, we were all seniors on our team. We were all, you know, focused on graduation. We were all involved in sports and obviously school. So it was a lot of, you know, extracurricular responsibility we would have to take on. And I don't think the rest of the team members were really ready for that. You know, I don't blame them. Senior year, the last thing you're thinking about is creating a company and presenting it to a panel of judges. But I felt like it was a great opportunity and something that, you know, I'd be interested in doing.
Well, thank you all for being our guest today. Thanks to LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, for one, for hosting this event. It looks like you guys are having a great time learning a lot with it. And thanks for giving us some time with you guys as well. It's been fun having you on the Coffee Hour. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.